Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, it's that time again for me to tuck you in with a sweet, sexy story that I know you're gonna enjoy. Tonight's episode is called The Doubleheader. Meow. I'll let you figure out what that's about. But it could get a little steamy. The doubleheader is actually an excerpt from my first book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. So tonight, enjoy. We also will have a segment of Sex Talk with Jaylana as well. So make sure you tune in for that. And now, let's go ahead and get all of the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on social media on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. You can also follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, the author, and at Jaylana Stevette. I'm on TikTok at JJAY Stevette. And I'm on YouTube, y'all, under Naughty Tales and Everything Erotica. I also keep it nice and hot on Twitter under J Stevette. And I've got a subscription page in the bio if you're interested in that as well. And also, my new book, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is set to be released everywhere books are sold, all over the globe, on May the 15th, along with also available on Audible. So for those of you who like to hear a sweet, sexy story, you can catch that on Audible. And if you don't know, now you know. Now the Audible is narrated by none other than E. Kane. And she has narrated over 60 best-selling African-American books. So you can best believe that this one is also going to be on the bestsellers list, baby. It's just that good. So get ready. Pre-sales are also available for Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. So you can go on to Amazon and get your pre-sale on for that. But anywho, now that we've got all of the pleasantries out of the way, let's dive right in after a segment from our sponsor into tonight's episode of Naughty Tales with a sweet, sexy story and sex talk with Jaylana. One of my most undesirable moments in my drunken stupor, I call the Ebony and Ivory doubleheader. Yes, we women have names that we coin for memorable sexual encounters. At least I do, anyway. What is the Ebony and Ivory doubleheader, you may ask? Well, I made the mistake of sleeping with two men at two different times in the same night, one white and one black. Hence the term doubleheader, two penises. Two heads. Although it was not one of my finest moments during the aftermath, it was a sure wake-up call. That night in the bar, I was feeling extremely good. I had already eaten some good food from the kitchen, and I had three happy drinks already. As I was on my way to the fourth, the cutest little white man approached and asked if he could buy me a drink. I had seen him in the bar a few times as a regular, so I obliged. His name was Pepe, and he and I were around the same age. We got to know each other better at the bar that night, and we decided to keep in touch. We drank, exchanged numbers, and went along our merry way. I kept in touch with Pepe and was proud of myself for not handing over the family jewels the first night we were together. I was trying to do things differently, so I wanted to make him wait some. After a few weeks, I agreed to meet Pepe at the bar for drinks. While waiting for him, I was being entertained by a hot 27-year-old fuckboy who was upfront and honest about his intention to fuck me. I could respect that, as there is nothing more frustrating than someone pretending to be interested. I took Peanut's number with the intention of calling him sometime soon. He bought me a couple of drinks and continued celebrating with his best friend, who was celebrating his birthday. I sat and waited for Pepe to arrive. Pepe entered the bar with a pair of jeans, a leather jacket, and a fitted cap. Typical wannabe white boy, I thought to myself. I also thought, at 48, he was too fucking old to be dressed like that. But who was I to judge? Pepe's story was interesting. He was a small business owner who grew up in the hood. He always hung with black people, so his attraction was always been to black women. He also mentioned that he was waiting on a huge settlement of over $1 million from some previous accident. In my opinion, I think he was using that line to get some pussy. He must have mistaken me for one of those hood rat chicks. What he didn't know and would never know is that I had my own money and did well for my damn self, especially since I had access to account number 8, at least for now. So what Pepe didn't know was that in essence, I was out of his fucking league. Imagine that. If I decided to fuck him, it would be on my terms and more than likely a sympathy fuck. To be honest, I just wanted to add a white man to my arsenal. I had heard raving reviews about their head game, and I wanted to see what that mouth did. I finished my drink, getting back to happy. I then downed that shot that Peanut purchased for me. I looked over at Tara, who gave me an evil smirk. Pepe excused himself to the bathroom. Tara looked at me and said, "Now this should be interesting." I smiled and said, "Girl, trust me. If I take this one home, it will be a one-time deal only." She said, "Trust me. From what I heard, I'm sure you're right. You know, these stools do a lot of talking. But that's all I'm gonna say about that. Enjoy, my love." We both had a good laugh and moved on to other business at hand, such as my upcoming court date and if I had thought about another outlet as opposed to sex. "So have you become my therapist now?" "No, but I have become your friend. All the drinking you've been doing lately is really self-destructive. I know you've been going through a lot, but you gotta find another way to deal with it. The alcohol leads to one-night stands, and then how do you feel afterwards? Can we not get into this tonight? Look, I promise to do better, okay? But tonight is not that night." Tara raised her hands in surrender. I looked at her in a loving tone and told her I really appreciated her advice, although I was not heeding it tonight. Pepe approached me from behind and whispered in my ear. He asked me if I was ready to go, and I nodded. I said goodbye to Tara, and she smiled and waved in response. Pepe's head game was amazing. It was everything I had imagined and more. Pepe opened up my lips and sucked. He stroked and licked with his tongue. My clit flickered in anticipation. I helped him with the assist and I held my lips open for him. Pepe dived in like the Last Supper. As he licked and sucked my clitoris, she throbbed. I moaned. I said, "Oh, baby, fuck me with your mouth, daddy." And Pepe did not disappoint. He licked and he sucked and he sucked and he licked and I moaned and I yelled and I came. As a matter of fact, I had come 5 times from Pepe's love and affection that he showed my kitty. he stroked her and touched her and he sucked and he licked and he fucked. It was like he knew every spot to touch. And Boo Boo Kitty was getting her feel tonight. Pepe had me so worked up that I wanted to give it to me raw in that moment. Fuck the consequences. So I said, come on, baby. Show me what you're working with. What happens when you try to turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. As Tabby takes a ride on the back of her young hottie's motorcycle, little did she know that she was in for the ride of her life. Love's journey with Jaquan was full of surprises, highs and lows. Tabby tells her story of love's journey and how a love so simple turns into something so complex. Love's journey turns into love's lesson. And Tabby comes face to face with the person most in control of her happiness. Tabby. Almost Happy tells a tale of love, romance, and erotica in an urban fashion. What happens when you turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Tabby's tale takes a look into love, sex, and conflict with the bad boy as she finally struggles to be happy. Stay tuned for the ending after Sex Talk with Jaylana. My thoughts on having a healthy sex life. I don't care what age you are, from the age of that you begin having sex, you know, everybody's age is different. You know what I mean? My first sexual encounter was at the age of 13. Was it supposed to happen then? I'm not sure. It happened then, so I guess it was supposed to happen then. But from the time that you begin having sex on your terms, and let me say that too, because I don't believe in forcing someone to have sex. I don't believe in like pedophilia, molestation, you know, those type of things. I'm not down for those type of things. When you're having sex on your own terms, when you begin having sex on your own terms, it's very, very important for you to maintain a healthy sex life, okay? That doesn't mean that you have to be what people call a hoe, but if you want to be a hoe, then be a hoe. It's your body. It's up to you to do sexually what you want to do with it. But exploring and having having a healthy sexual outlet is very important. You know what I mean? Because sex is, it's an innate thing that's built into us. It's a function that we need. It's a bodily function that we need. We need food to survive. We need water to survive. Our bodies need sex, believe it or not, to survive. Our bodies were created to, fulfill those urges that come to us sexually. So I believe that having sex is very important at whatever age that you start until the day you die. You know what I mean? Sex does not get old. I'm 51 years old and I love having sex. As a matter of fact, at 51, I like to have sex more than I did when I was in my 30s. Like my coochie continues to get wet. You know what I mean? But that's because I'm comfortable, number one, in who I am and exploring my own sexuality. So there's that too. So, you know, there's so many different ways to have creative, healthy sexual outlets. One of those ways is masturbation. You know, sometimes you've got to self-serve yourself. You know, everybody ain't booed up. Everybody ain't with a significant other. So sometimes you got to serve yourself, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, other creative ways of and healthy ways of getting that sexual outlet is, you know, listening to erotica, like when you're listening to my podcast and I'm giving you that sweet, sexy story that's taking you from beginning to release. That's a sexy, safe outlet to do it. You know, some people watch porn. That's a sexy, safe outlet to do it when you're by yourself. You know what I mean? And then, of course, if you're with a partner, that goes without saying. Both of you need to be in tune with each other's bodies and in tune with each other to the point where you want to be intimate with one another. You know, I've heard of women my age, like before I even hit 50, or when I hit 50, I heard women my age saying, oh, you know, your sex life dwindles, you know, your pussy dries up, you don't want to, you know, have sex and this and the other. And I was thinking to myself, I ain't claiming that for myself. And I sure didn't, you know what I mean? But it's keeping yourself actively engaged. Keep your body, keep exploring your body. If your pussy gets a little drier, go get some lubricant. Go get you some toys, you know, get yourself wet for him, because his dick is going to get hard regardless. And I'm not really, you know, unless a man has a problem down there, you know, like a medical problem, a lot of times your dick is going to continue to get hard for a while. You know, that's how you have men in their 80s having babies with women in their 20s, because their dick still gets hard. So if you're with a man whose dick still gets hard, you need to sit on that dick per se. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? And the two of you determine what's a healthy amount of sex that you should be having. What's a healthy amount of sex? I know over here, we're having sex at least four times a week, at least four, sometimes five, because sometimes he sneak in two in one day. You know what I mean? So then there's that. So I got to, you know, and then sometimes I'm horny and I want it, you know, more than the four times in a week. You know what I mean? So there's that. And there's no right or wrong with it. You know, just exploring each other's body and figuring each other out. But you got to be healthy. You got to have a healthy sex life. You would be surprised what that sexual release, what it does for your day, and what it does for your overall well-being. People who get their sex off and get their rocks off, a lot of times those people are happier. It's been proven, and I'm gonna do a segment on this. I think next week I'm gonna do a segment on this. But it's a proven fact that highly sexual people are the most successful people. So even that nerd that you feel like, you know, that computer IT nerd that you feel like is making $350,000 a year, and he ain't got nobody. He getting it somehow, best believe, because he's highly successful. So he's not sexually frustrated like you think. That's the point that I'm trying to make here. So on that note, yeah. Sex is important. Sex is vital. Sex is necessary. And sex is amazing. With the right person, sex can be incredible. And sometimes, you know, you got to step out of yourself and think, oh, I want to be pleased. I want to come. Sometimes you got to figure out what your partner likes. And I'm not just talking to the men, you know, because women, sometimes we know we just want to be pleasure. We just want you to lick us down there until, you know, kingdom come, until I came. Lick me until I come like 75 times. You know what I mean? And that can be pretty selfish too. You got to find out what he likes. You know, does he like the balls licked? Does he want you to swallow his whole penis? Take the whole thing in his mouth. You know, what else does he like? You know, does he like his butt massage? Does he like the inner thigh licked? You know what I'm saying? Does, you know, some people eat ass. I'm not one of those people who eat ass, but some people like their ass eaten. You know, some people like things in their ass. I had a partner who he was down with me putting a dildo up his butt. He was very down with it. So, It's all about, and that got his dick real hard. So there's that. Nah, no judgment here. Okay. So you got to know what your partner likes. You got to be open to explore, but you got to have sex. You got to continually have sex. Continually. Repetitively. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you for tuning in to Sex Talk with Jaylana. Pepe had me so worked up that I wanted him to give it to me raw in that moment. Fuck the consequence. So I said, "Come on, baby. Show me what you're working with." He said, "You want some of this big cock?" I said, "Yes, baby, yes." Pepe undid his pants, and they fell to the floor. Tidy whities, I thought. Kind of interesting. I laid on the bed with my legs spread in anticipation of my lover's manhood as he dropped his undies. "Wait, what is that?" I thought. I looked at Pepe and his little friend. And I mean little. Like Stewie from Family Guy Little. I thought about what Tara said for a split second and tried my best not to burst out laughing. Pepe approached me, and I had to figure out what my next move was going to be. I mean, it was too late to say, "No thanks, sir," as I had just begged for the dick seconds before. I decided to let this thing happen and pretend to enjoy every minute of it. How could a man with a head game like that have such a small and very disappointing penis? I left Pepe's place feeling disgusted and sexually frustrated at the same time. So, what did I do? I gave Peanut the fuckboy a call. Hell, there is nothing like a fuckboy to finish a job that a so-called grown-ass man couldn't accomplish. And just like that, Peanut did not disappoint. Although young and a little experienced, Peanut had dick for days. There was not a lot of foreplay as I answered the door naked and I hopped out of the shower. This man was immediately aroused and began playing with my lower lady. Miss Kitty got instantly wet. As he played with her, I stroked him through his gray sweatpants. He got aroused, and I saw his manhood thump. Immediately, I got excited. I stroked more intensely as he massaged my areolas. I moaned in ecstasy. I continued to stroke, and he got excited. My pussy was wet. Peanut released his sweatpants to the floor. He sat down on the couch. My naked body straddled his in anticipation. I slowly lowered myself on Peanut's manhood. Oh, it felt so amazing. I bounced up and down on his shaft. His hips moved in tandem as he massaged my kitty from the inside. I moaned. He placed his mouth on my areolas, and he sucked and licked as his dick massaged my wetness. I moaned louder. Oh my gosh. And Peanut stroked and stroked and stroked, and I matched his cadence. I moaned and my moans increased. Peanut moaned with me. It was like our bodies, our energies meshed. He knew exactly what I needed in this moment to come. He picked up the cadence. I bounced up higher on his shaft. As I bounced up and down on his shaft, he matched my intensity as he stroked me from underneath. I yelled, "Oh, fuck me, daddy." I yelled again, "Oh, God, I'm coming." Peanut continued to stroke my body. Oh my God, she went into convulsions as he stroked and he stroked and he stroked. He held me there like, "Oh, baby, don't run. Don't run. I got you, baby." I said, "Oh, fuck me, Peanut." He continued to stroke and stroke and stroke until his Johnson pulsated and gave its release. I collapsed on my lover. We laid there for a second in ecstasy. I yelled a deep sigh of relief and thanked him. After I rode this young buck until the sun came up, we ordered breakfast, ate, and said our goodbyes. I thanked him for an amazing night, and neither of us made any promises. Once Peanut left, I sat and thought about my transgressions from the night before. I had fucked two men in one night. What had gotten into me? Sure, I had always enjoyed a good dick, but I had never been that girl. I started thinking about my conversation with Tira. The weightiness of the truth of her words began to sting me in the back of my throat. I definitely had to find another way to cope. He hit it from the back. Ooh, I love it when he hit it from the back. My fat ass and my back arched ready for his entry. His dick is fat and long, so my pussy throbs as he takes his time invading my love cave. He applies sweet pressure and my walls feel electrical charges from his entry. Juice is wet. We both moan in harmony and ecstasy at the intensity of his strokes. I'm at the pearly gates of heaven. He picks up the pace and moves deeper and deeper inside of me. And the gates of heaven open as he grips my fat ass and strokes me. I yell out obscenities at the pleasure of it all, telling him to fuck me harder and slap my ass. He gives it to me like only daddy's dick can. I edge away. He pulls me back and says, "Take this dick you asked for." I say, "Oh, baby, yes." His dick is so amazing, I cream and cream and cream. Oh my God. Oh God, I'm in the holy of holies. I love it when he hit it from the back. Hey, Daddy. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. Two novels, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, and Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Both urban escapes so thrilling, they'll both leave you satisfied for the next journey, which is Naughty Tales. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, coming soon, May 15th, 2023. Her podcast, Naughty Tales and Toy Stories, is an urban sexual treat. Toy Stories when Sex and the City meets Sausage Party, and Naughty Tales, sweet, sexy stories that'll tuck you in at night. So come, take this journey with Jelana Stevette and see what she has to offer. Because she's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jelana Stevette. And you know how I do after every episode. I want to give a huge thank you to all of the countries tuning in. Meow. Baby, listen. So the last recording just last week, I was up to 38 countries tuning in. And in 7 days, I gained 4 countries tuning into this amazing podcast. So we are up to 42 countries. Baby, listen. Naughty Tales and Toy Stories is growing. So I challenge you as my listeners, if you are enjoying what you are listening to, I challenge each and every one of you to tell 2 people that you know about this amazing podcast. Everybody in every country that is listening, you tell 2 so that we can continue to get this podcast growing and keep it growing. So let me give a special shout out to every single country that is tuning into this podcast: the United States, Australia, India, United Kingdom, Japan, Canada, New Zealand, Indonesia, Germany, China, Nigeria, the Philippines, the Netherlands, Kuwait, Sudan, Romania, South Africa, South Korea, Portugal, Taiwan, Israel, Pakistan, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, Malaysia, Italy, Puerto Rico, the United Arab Emirates, the Switzerland, Norway, Ireland, Russia, Belgium, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Turkey, Iraq, Iceland, Denmark, Chile, Brazil, Latvia, and Thailand. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, your listenership means everything to me. It means the world to me. It allows me to continue to create these amazing stories for you. So I hope that you're loving what you're listening to as you're tuning in. And I'm giving a special shout out to those 4 countries that just joined the podcast this week. I know it was the United Arab Emirates, Switzerland, Latvia, and Thailand. So thank you so much for your love and support, all 42 countries. It does not go, as you know, unnoticed here on this podcast. We love you. We appreciate you. And I say that's Jelana Stevette and Boo Boo Kitty. We love you and we appreciate you. And your support means everything to us. So again, I'm putting out that challenge to you, every one of you listeners. If you like what you hear, tell 2 people that you know so that this podcast can continue to grow. Again, thank you so much for your support. And we love you. Meow.